Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Why didn't you tell anybody?
I didn't want to tell anybody because it's a felony for sure. And I didn't want him to go to jail, and he needed the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Dahlia Beta, your second favorite Secret Room podcast host. Ben's off traveling in places like Cambodia, Vietnam, and Hong Kong right now, so we're going to let him have a little break and offer you this oldie but goodie from the Secret Room Archives, and it's a good one. And stick around after today's show. Before Ben left, he and I had a little chat about my coming back to the Secret Room. If you want to hear that, it's at the end of today's program. I know you missed me.
I was married to a very nice man named Robert. He was very attractive. He was very charming. And he just swept me off my feet.
Today in the Secret Room, we bring you a love story of sorts. It's far from your traditional boy meets girl, though.
You're here to tell a secret?
Yes, I am.
We're going to learn about it a little bit later in the interview. But there's some stuff that we need to cover to get to that point.
All right.
It's about a love story that transcends lies, drug abuse, criminal behavior, and philandering.
He treated me like I was a queen.
It's also a story about redemption. And of course, it's about heartbreak, too.
The statute of limitations has passed, and the person I'm speaking of is dead. So I think it should be safe to tell.
Today, the Secret Room is a quiet study in an undisclosed location in the southwestern United States. It's where I met Kathy to hear her remarkable story.
Hello, Benjamin.
A story of the man she loved.
That's what my mom calls me.
The man she married. The man who tested and tested that love.
Yeah, take a seat over there.
All right.
Kathy, welcome to the Secret Room.
It's a pleasure.
So what did you think your marriage was going to be like when it all started?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we were traveling and we were doing things and, you know, got a nice house. And then we got a second house that was on a lake and got a boat. And it was, you know, just always fun, 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 go, go, go. And it's like, who doesn't want to do that? Yeah, it was amazing.
But then there was a life-altering event and things changed.
He was diagnosed with serious heart disease and was told that he needed a heart transplant. And that if he didn't have the heart transplant, that he would most likely die within 2 years. He just decided that, you know, that's a lot of stuff and testing and medical stuff, and I'll be living in hospitals waiting for a transplant. And he decided that that wasn't for him. And if he had 2 years left to live, he wanted to spend it, you know, just having fun and, you know, living life to the fullest before it ended.
And what did living life to the fullest mean?
A lot of partying and drinking and drugs, and then he wanted to sleep with as many people as possible before he died. In all fairness, I mean, someone told me I had 2 years to live, I would live my life way differently than I'm living it now.
But did this seem out of character to you? I mean, you know,
Was he already somebody that you knew to go outside of the marriage? Was he already somebody that you knew to do drugs?
He was definitely a drinker. And yeah, I'd probably had suspicions, if not outright evidence, of him cheating before.
And he had met a woman just after his diagnosis?
Probably within a couple months of their meeting. They had become romantic and she had gotten pregnant. It was very hurtful. I was not expecting that at all.
You said he had a high-flying lifestyle?
He had a finance company that was very lucrative. And probably not a well-respected one. He did very high-interest payday loans. He would also maybe do some gambling on the side. He was what most people would call a bookie.
How did your friends and family react to his behavior?
Probably not everybody knew that he was a drugging, drinking, bookmaking impregnator. The very few people who knew it all, and especially probably my sisters, they knew it and they were like, what the heck are you still doing? And I would make excuses for him. Well, you know, it's because he's sick or because he's drunk.
So Robert moved to their second house. And when he got there, he did just what he said he was going to do. He lived life to the fullest.
I didn't think he would carry it to the extreme that he did. He was spending a lot of time with other people living in this lake town. So for him, it was just a nonstop 24/7 party time of drugs and alcohol and sex.
So during your marriage, your husband, is involved in some less reputable businesses. He's taking drugs. He's getting other chicks pregnant.
Yeah.
When is it okay to break the vow?
I wanted to hang in there till the end because, you know, that's what marriage is about. Better, worse, sicker, poorer. But it just got to the point that it was incompatible with marriage even. And it took its toll. And I finally said, I just can't live this life anymore. And he was mostly, okay, fine. You know, this is the lifestyle I want to live. And if you don't want to be part of that, then see you later. That was that.
But just days after the divorce came some bad news. Robert's mother had passed away.
He very quickly went downhill and just, it was awful after that. The drugs and the drinking escalated quite rapidly to a point that I didn't even think was possible. I mean, I'd never seen anybody drink that much and do that many drugs and still be alive.
So you're divorced?
We're divorced.
But you're still in touch?
We're still in touch because we still were trying to do the final undoing of the marriage. And then he had met another woman who was unfortunately also a drug addict and an alcoholic. We had stayed friends. I was still worried about him. I still cared about him. I wanted to make sure he was taking his medicine and going to his cardiologist appointments. And so we probably talked or texted every day. It was just a different aspect of our lives. We were no longer married, but we were still as close almost if we still had been married. But now there was no longer the financial pressure, the emotional pressure.
How's Robert's relationship with his girlfriend at this point?
Very, very volatile because there was a lot of drugs in their relationship and a lot of sex. They were having, for lack of a better word, orgies at their house.
Did his relationship with her remind you in any way of your relationship with him?
I don't think ours was ever that crazy. Where we would be screaming and throwing things at each other. Ours wasn't that bad, and they would be doing that constantly. The police were called to their house several times. It was crazy.
And Kathy's secret, the event that led her to the secret room today, was born of that volatile relationship, a relationship fueled by drugs and ultimately consumed by flames. One night, Kathy was visiting Robert and his girlfriend.
He was drunk, and she was mad and screaming at him. She looked high. She was tweaking, obviously. And finally, she left, and he and I sat down and talked, and he was in a bad place. He was drunk. He was high.
They talked a while, but this wasn't her home. This wasn't where she wanted to be. Kathy had left this man for a reason, for many reasons. But not long after she drove away that night,
I get a call from a neighbor of the lake house who's like, "Oh my God, your house is on fire." And I'm like, no, I was just there. Everything's fine. It's like, "Oh my God, your house is on fire."
Kathy turned her car around. By now she had learned to expect the unexpected, that anything bad was possible. She returned.
And the whole house was engulfed in flames. There were probably 5 or 6 fire engines there and probably 20 firefighters. And I mean, it was a huge blaze.
Her ex-husband had been rescued and was at the hospital. And the next morning, she learned, at his bedside, what had caused this terrible tragedy.
He had said that he had been very mad at her. He thought she was cheating on him, or he was mad that she was always accusing him of cheating on her. I'm not sure what it was. So he decided he was going to show her. And he had gone into the room where she had kept all of her clothes, all of her personal items, and he had set them on fire to punish her. He had fallen behind on his house payments. It was probably, maybe 60 days away from being foreclosed on, if that. I know that he had thought of burning the house down for money.
Wow. So he did it.
And he did it.
Wow. So the fire department came out?
It was obviously a case of arson.
Okay.
There was no doubt about that.
Wow. Was there an arson investigator?
There was an arson investigator who did a very thorough job, but he could not prove who was the one who set the fire. My ex-husband had, told them that this was drug dealers who were after him for unpaid drug debts that had come and set the house on fire.
So, the insurance company would reimburse damage due to arson, even if it was the result of a drug debt?
Even if it's a drug debt that got your house burned down, the insurance company will pay for that.
Good to know.
I don't know if that's good to know or not, but it's an interesting aspect.
Wow.
Eventually, he was cleared of the arson charge.
And this is the point in the story, Kathy, where you tell us your secret. Tell the world.
My secret is, my ex-husband burned down his house for the insurance money. He was paid very well for it, and I've never told anybody.
Wow, that is quite a secret.
It's quite a secret.
You've now had probably enough of him, but you're still talking to him, right? After this incredible tale.
Yes, after this incredible tale, I was still talking to him. Uh-huh. They rebuilt a small portion of the house. The rest of the insurance money, they squandered on drugs. And we're talking probably about $150,000 of drugs in 12 months. He died almost 10 years after the doctors told him he had 2 years to live.
And where were you when he died?
I was 3 hours away. And as soon as I heard, I went down there.
And how did you feel when you heard the news?
Numb, to be honest. It was the last thing I expected. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It didn't sink in. He had a heart attack while sitting on the toilet. It just made no sense that he had died like that.
He seemed sort of immortal. Seemed like nothing would ever take him down.
And everyone called him the man of Teflon because nothing bad ever stuck to him. I mean, he could do as much drugs as he wanted and drink as much as he wanted and have probably some pretty high-risk sex that he wanted to. Nothing affected this guy. And so it was just so shocking that he would die in a way like having a heart attack while sitting on the toilet was just unimaginable. It was just like, there's no way it happened like that. He ended up getting sober in the last 5 years of his life. He had gone back to school. He was one semester short of getting his degree in counseling, which he was going to use in the community where he lived.
Does your family know your secret?
One of my sisters might know most of the story, but probably not all of the story. Mm-hmm. And the rest of my family know. I don't think there's anybody else that knows the whole story.
Do you think that after having told the story in the secret room, that you might feel freer to tell people in your life about it? Or do you think you'll still keep it a secret?
I'll probably still keep it a secret.
Robert's volatile lifestyle literally blew his own life up in flames. After the house was reduced to ashes, it was a fast decline to the certain demise he'd been cheating his whole life. Can Kathy ever truly be free from this man? And does she want to be? Why did she stay with him, through thick and through thin, always there for him, when he didn't always deserve her? In marriage, and then in friendship, and then in death. I won't try to define or explain love, but this story is a testament to its power. Only you know when it's okay to break the vow.
Hey everyone, it's Ben, and I'm speaking to you from Cambodia. Kathy sent us a couple of pictures for this rerun that were not posted with our original feed. One is of her ex-husband, and he's wearing a shirt with flames on it, and well, it is just so ironically fitting. And there's another picture she sent of the house after it was scorched. What a scene. Both pictures are waiting for you right now at facebook.com/secretroompod. Thanks for sending those in, Kathy. Now, for those of you newer to the show, Dahlia Beta started this little podcast with me in February 2016. She had a baby in December and bowed out for a little while. She's done a lot of great stories, and you should definitely go back and check them out. Here's a call we recorded the day before my trip. I was in L.A. and Dahlia was in Jersey City.
Good morning, Ben.
Oh, my God. It's 5:30 a.m. Why?
Well, I'm not the one who has to be gallivanting around the world. Look, if you would just have a normal schedule, we could get our podcast done.
Yeah, and it's 9:30 for you, too, may I point out.
Yeah, well, I've got an 8-month-old, so she gets me up at the crack of dawn every day.
So January 17th was the last time we heard you. What have you been up to since then?
You know, it's been every day with a little tiny baby that can't talk back to me. That's really exciting. She has teeth now, Ben.
Okay. That's what happens.
She's big.
Kids get teeth.
I know, they get teeth. But, okay, she's 8 months old, and she already has 5 teeth. And yes, that's ahead of schedule. And now she's crying. 1 second.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so when I'm changing her diaper and she's, you know, looking up at me and smiling, I'm like, where did my tiny baby go? This baby has teeth and this big toothy grin, and I don't know how to handle that.
Before you know it, she's going to be graduated from college and you'll be an empty nester.
Okay, in the sands of time. Thanks for that, Ben. Can you, like, be a little more depressing?
I'm just saying, it's going to go by fast.
Of course.
So, what is your plan? It's been a minute. What can I say?
You remember I yelled at you a lot.
Wait.
It was not a good situation.
What do you mean?
Like, I needed a break, you know? My hormones couldn't handle it.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. The news is Dahlia is coming back to the secret room. Yes. I'm not going to be there every day. Sorry, Ben. I just can't commit to that right now. But I am excited to produce some pieces and continue to share secrets with the world. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
When you go to Hong Kong, will you get my baby a present?
Yeah, sure. When I was in Thailand last year, I got her a little dress at a street market.
Yeah.
What would you like this time?
Another clothes thing.
Okay.
Is a pot on? Oh,
did you hear the baby?
Good job.
Next time on The Secret Room.
He ended up pleading guilty because he did not want everybody to have to watch that video.
Married to a sex offender.
The judge understood that this was a very unusual crime.
But through it all, a love story.
Karen, you're telling me you get through this night without a kiss?
Oh, yeah, no.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
The Secret Room is here for you. Stay subscribed to get our next episode, Married to a Sex Offender.
His mom watched the video.
Thank you, as always, for listening to The Secret Room. Credits today, producer Susie Lark, thank you. Street Secret team, always working behind the scenes, thank you. Music composer, Breakmaster Cylinder, thank you. And you can join The Secret Room too. It's easy, just call the secret line with your story. 929-265-TSRP. Follow me and the show on Twitter at Secret Room Pod and at facebook.com/secretroompod. I'm posting pictures from today's show and from my trip. See you there. Thanks, as always, for downloading and spreading the word. Did you know the number one way for podcasts to gain listeners is through word of mouth? So your recommendations are especially appreciated. Thanks for supporting your favorite little indie podcast that could. That's all for this time. You're listening to The Secret Room. I'm Ben Hamm. Pod on.
Hey everybody, I have a secret for you. I lived in Houston for a large portion of my adult life. And to be honest, it's one of my favorite cities in the entire world. Houston is a strong supporter of the arts and music. And there is a sense of community there, a sense of family and tolerance and acceptance that is rarely found anywhere. It kills me right now to see Houston suffering. If you are able, Secret Room listeners, please donate to the Red Cross. It's really easy. You can text the word Harvey to 90999 and it will be an automatic $10 donation. I did it. Super easy. Give it a try if you can. You can also check my Twitter at Dahlia Beta. I'm trying to post some shelters and locations where they're accepting shipments of donations and what they're specifically looking for. And to all of you Secret Room listeners that are in Houston, if you're listening right now or eventually if you do listen, please know that Ben and I are devastated for you and our hearts are going out to you and our thoughts and prayers are with you, as well as much as I can do from where I am. And believe me, I wish I had a boat right now. Anyway, so thanks guys.
Hey everyone, it is Ben speaking to you from Cambodia. Oh, why? Alexa, I want to buy the Secret Room Podcast t-shirt.
Did you want me to order the Secret Room Podcast t-shirt?
Yeah. That's right. The best podcast t-shirt ever. And it's available on Amazon Prime right now. Find it in 5 luscious colors, in styles for men and women. Up your cool factor now by showing your affiliation with the coolest indie podcast on the planet. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Secret Room Podcast. Alexa, which color t-shirt do you like best?
Infrared is super pretty.
No. It's not really available in infrared. Yet. Maybe soon. The Secret Room Podcast is brought to you by Audible, purveyors of the largest audiobook collection anywhere. To get a free audiobook download and a complimentary 30-day membership courtesy of The Secret Room, head to audibletrial.com/secretroom.